Hey Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are having our realization on the fourth canto, 31st chapter, 8th verse. Who would like to read the verse? Tiffany Mataji, would you like to go?
Okay, Mataji, yes.
Thank you, Mataji, your beautiful voice.
Om Gyan Timarandasya Gyananjana Janakaya Chakshu Mitami Mataji. Maitreya Uvacha Iti Prache Shatam, I'm sorry, Iti Prache Tasam Prishto Bhagavan Narado Muni Bhagavatyutama Shloka Padma Bravinir. Hey, Mataji, do you want me to translation and purport as well, or do you want to do that?
Oh, do you want me to do? Okay, I can do, Mataji. Thank you so much. Translation. The great sage Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, being thus penanted by the Prachetas, the supreme devotee Narada, who is always absorbed in the thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, began to reply. Purport. In this verse, Bhagavan Narada indicates that Narada is always absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavatya Uttama Sloka Narada has no other business than thinking of Krishna, talking of Krishna and preaching about Krishna. Therefore, he is sometimes called Bhagavan. Bhagavan means one who possesses all opulences. When a person possesses Bhagavan within his heart, he is also sometimes called Bhagavan. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur said, Shata Daritrena Samasta Shastrai. In every Shastra, the spiritual master is accepted directly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This does not mean that the spiritual master or a saint person like Narada has actually become the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he is accepted in this way because he possesses the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he is accepted. No. But he possesses the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart constantly, as described here. What is this word?
Avistatma.
Avistatma. When one is simply observed in the thoughts of Krishna, one is also become Bhagavan. Bhagavan possesses all opulences. If one possesses Bhagavan within the heart, always does not automatically possess all opulences also. In that sense, a great devotee like Narada can be called Bhagavan. However, we cannot tolerate when a rascal or impostor is called Bhagavan. We must possess either all opulences of or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, who possesses all opulences. Mataji. That much is the verse, Mataji. It's over.
Yes, Mataji.
Okay. Yeah, very nice verse, Mataji. Anybody would like to share? Or shall I start, Mataji? Can I say something? Yeah. Yeah, Mataji, very, very beautiful verse, Mataji. It talks about how great the spiritual masters are. Spiritual masters are having all the qualities because they are serving the Lord Krishna directly. So that's why, you know, they are possessing all the qualities of Krishna. They are equally, means like they are worshipped like Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they are not the Supreme. We are approaching Supreme through the medium of the spiritual master, and anybody cannot be called as a God or Supreme just like that. So there is a difference between the God and us, and we should always treat our spiritual masters as a as a media to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah, Mataji, this is what I understood. Hare Krishna. Here in this verse, basically it is talking about Manarada, who is always serving Krishna. Yes, Mataji, Hare Krishna. Please, devotees, volunteer yourself. Who would like to go next? You can speak on the words, or like how Mataji said, you can talk about yesterday's class or anything in this chapter that we have covered. Please, devotees, otherwise I will call their names. Komadiki Mataji, please go ahead. Hare Krishna, I don't hear anybody. Lakshmi Mataji, you always ask beautiful questions. Hare Krishna.
Hare. Can you hear me, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji. Go ahead, Prabhu.
Yeah. Okay. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Yesterday itself, we were reading, Mataji, about the word Bhagwan in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in second verse, where when Krishna starts speaking, he said, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, and Prabhupada gives a detailed explanation about the word Bhagwan in that chapter 2, verse 2. So he quotes many, many other verses like Etecha, Kalapumsha, and then he quotes that, and he quotes Ishwara Parama Krishna from Brahma Samhita, and he quotes this one also, Vadanti Tattva Vadvidas Tattvam Yaj Jnanam. So where it says, what is Paramatma, what is Brahma, Brahma, what is Paramatma, and what is Bhagavan? And then he gives analysis of the example of sun, where we can perceive three different aspects of the sun, but entering the sun and knowing the sun, which is like knowing the Bhagavan, which is a complete understanding, whereas the other Brahman and Paramatma understanding are partial understandings of the Supreme Lord. So that's what we were reading from verse 2 in Bhagavad Gita. And when others are spoken, like if we see when Sanjaya spoke, it says Sanjaya Uvacha, and when Arjuna spoke it is said Arjuna Uvacha, but when the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna spoke, it is said Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. So that's what we saw, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for your realizations. Thank you for covering yesterday's verse and explaining the details, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. And connecting to today's verse, Hare Krishna. Shyamagauri Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
So, Mataji. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mataji, can you on your video?
Hare Krishna, Shyama Gauri Mataji, we can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Mataji.
Yeah, I turned off the speaker. So, we were seeing like yesterday's verse and verses and today's verse, they indicate Narad Muni as a Bhagwan. So the qualities Krishna has, the six opulences, is described in second verse of the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. That Bhagwan, who is Bhagwan, who has that six opulences, he is called Bhagwan. So only Krishna has that six opulences. And why then sometimes Lord Shiva and Lord you know, Brahma, and now here Narad Muni, they also called Bhagwan, because all these qualities they reflect in devotees, like who is possessing Bhagwan in their heart, they are also called Bhagwan. Means the pure devotee of the Lord, they have the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagwan, in their heart. So actually Krishna is everywhere in each and every living entity's heart, inside. But the pure devotees, they have that realization that the Krishna is there in their heart. So sometimes they say there are three types of hearts, and sometimes we say, yes, you are in my heart. Like our family and the things, the loved ones, they are in our heart. So that kind of heart. So so all the pure devotees, Krishna is residing in their heart. So always in their hearts. So that's why they also called Bhagwan, like Lord Shiva and Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, and so many, like sometimes demigods also called Bhagwan, and now Narad Muni also called Bhagwan. That much only I want to share right now. Anybody else want to say something, they can go ahead.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam. Can you hear me, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji.
Hear you.
Hare Bol. So this is a beautiful verse, Mataji, like on the thought that how Narad Muni is explained as Bhagwan, wherein they have also explained in this further part that why a person can be called as Bhagwan. And when over here, when it is Narad Muni, we should like understand it in that concept that when we have like Sakshat Dharitvena Samasta Shastre. Like first in the earlier verse, the 4.31.7, what we saw that how it is that the Prachetas wanted the knowledge and they asked Narad Muni to be their spiritual master, or they wanted the knowledge from him. The second thing which is they first of all they asked the knowledge, but very important is they did not want knowledge of the material senses or material world. They wanted knowledge wherein they could excel themselves and they could go ahead in their spiritual life. So this is what is very important. When, like, whom are we approaching? Why are we approaching? And what is our motive in that? And always when we say, like, when we have material motive, then, like, then to Krishna is going to help us. But if we have the spiritual motive, it is going to be beneficial for our soul also, and for our regular journey also, like slowly by following our spiritual master, how we can excel in our spiritual life. So in this context or in this verse, when Narad Muni is called as Bhagwan because of the qualities which he has. That means he's always, like we always have seen that Narad Muni is always like Narayana, Narayana, or he's Sriman Narayana, Narayana. He just sings that. Like the one quality which we can always inculcate from this is that we say that 24 hours we want to think about Krishna. So this can be a way that if we have to follow our spiritual master, we should look at when we go to our parampara, like from Krishna to, from Lord Krishna to Lord Brahma to Narad Muni, how the lineage has come. So these all have had the qualities of Krishna. Maybe we know that we have the qualities in small proportion compared to Krishna, but they still have the qualities. And these qualities, if we go on increasing, if we go on meditating upon them, then at least these saintly persons, we can, they are like the touchstone, right? Like we can just, at least being in their company, we can get something. And again, when we are getting something, the last lines over here, one must possess either all opulences or the supreme of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagwan, who possesses all opulences. Now again, in this thing, we see that in this material world, there may be so many of them who are imposters, who will say that they have all qualities. They might just try to trick us that, like, okay, from this hand they will remove some vibhuti, from the other hand they will try to do some magic. So this is not what is real Paramatma in the heart of a person. If you want to see, it should be that what qualities that person has. And there are innumerable stories about Narad Muni, that how he has been continuously thinking about Krishna, and that is the way how he is being called as the as Bhagwan. Like, main part which we are emphasizing over here is that how Narad Muni is called as Bhagwan. I just, like, this is what I could essence from it, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you, Siddharthi Mataji, for your realization.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Mataji. Again, it mentioned in the purport, like, we sing Guru Ashtakam every day. Sakshadaritvena samasta shastre ruttastatha bhavyata eva sadhi kintu praborya priya eva tasya vande gura shri charanaravindam. The spiritual master is to be honored as much as the Supreme Lord, because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. This is acknowledged in all revealed scriptures and followed by all authorities. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto lotus feet of such a spiritual master who is bona fide. So, you know, we should respect our spiritual master as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Means we will respect him as God, but he himself doesn't consider himself a God. And we should not consider any person as a God, and they should not, you know, consider themselves as a God. The one time one person in South India, he was taking out like golden chain from his pocket, and otherwise he will move his hand in the air for nowhere, and he will take the gold chain and give it to you. So people were considering him as a god because he gives the gold chain. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, what's so big deal? Even the goldsmith can do that. He can give you the gold chain. Can he make the 10,000 bricks of gold? No. Then how come he's God? God can do that. So like that, you know, God is God, and devotee means devotees, they possess the qualities, means inside qualities. Like, you know, the whole movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing us what are the qualities of Sakis and the Gopas and Gopis and everybody. They are all in Chaitanya Leela, and they are showing what is the bhav, what is the prema for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna. So like that, for God, we also see the inside qualities, not the outside qualities. Like they say, he can do this from nowhere, he can take the things out, and which means he is God. No, he is not. That's not the thing. That's not the way. Like, they show the magic trick, or what is called magic trick, or they say miracle. That doesn't show, makes them God. You know, God means you should know how to love God, and that's the essence of, and we should understand, we should take the essence from them. And who gives that, who shows us that, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And that's the Guru, and that's why he should worship as God. And that's why Narad Muni also telling them, giving the supreme knowledge. And that's why he is also called Bhagavan. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Shyamagauri Mataji, for so much in detailed explanation of this purport. I would request Padmasakhi Mataji to go next. Hare Krishna, Padmasakhi Mataji, please go ahead.
Mataji, Hare Krishna. Mataji, just give me 1 minute.
Okay.
So in 4.31.8, if you are reading the translation, it said that requested by the Prachetas, the great sage Narada, his mind absorbed in the Lord, then spoke to those kings. So I would like to add on this point, his mind absorbed in the Lord. So when in the third canto, it is described that mind is created in the mode of goodness and intelligence is in the mode of passion. Then why? So when mind is in mode of goodness, so why is mind creating a lot of distraction could be a question. So then when we were discussing, there were like, you know, one Prabhuji was explaining, he says that mind is like a pen drive. So obviously pen drive is as such not good or bad. It is a device. So if the pen drive is good or bad is based on what we are storing in it. If the good stuff is there, it is good. If bad stuff is there, it is bad. So similarly, mind, once we are like, you know, away from Krishna, from mode of goodness, it is transferring into mode of passion. So just like you know, in the very much quoted example of the knife. The knife in the doctor's hand will save a patient, but the knife in the thief's hand will cause a havoc. So similarly, now Narada, they're mentioning here that Narada mind is absorbed in Lord. So it's the same mind. They are so much absorbed on the Lord. And why we are having distractions? It is because the mind as such, it's the same for everybody. But whatever we are giving, just like the computer, if you're typing my name, Padma Sakhi, we don't see on the screen Vinita Gandharvika, right? Whatever we give is what comes out. So so for the great souls, because they're always absorbed in the on the lotus feet of the Lord, that's why their mind is always in the mode of goodness. So then one more comparison is like King Indra's Vajra can destroy, like it has the power to destroy these mountains. Similarly, Lord's lotus feet have the power to destroy all these sins, because Lord's lotus feet, one of the symbol on the Lord's lotus feet is thunderbolt. So if we get absorbed on the Lord's lotus feet, everything will eventually get destroyed, like all the bad things that we have stored in our mind, and our mind will get transformed into the mode of goodness, where we can always, you know, get absorbed, just like, you know, the great souls. So we can also aspire to become like that once we take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. This is what I wanted to add, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mataji. That was very nice, interesting to hear. Hare Krishna. Who would like to go next? Tiffany Mataji, would you like to speak?
Hare Krishna. No, I was just inspired by in the purport where it says that in order to be considered Bhagavan, or the reason that Narada was considered or called Bhagavan was because he was so absorbed in the Lord, as has been already expressed, that his thoughts were constantly absorbed in the Lord. Therefore, that quality alone made him eligible to be called Bhagavan. So I thought that was very, very beautiful. And I also just want to say, I love what Padmasakhi just said about the thunderbolt symbol on the sole of Krishna's foot, and that, you know, it made me think of how that will dispel all of our attachments to the material world and that mode of passion that she was just speaking of. So thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Tiffany Mataji. Thank you so much. Is there anybody who would like to go next? Lakshmi Mataji, would you like to go?
Hare Krishna Mataji. Hare Krishna devotees. Sorry, Mataji, I couldn't talk earlier. Thank you, Mataji. Yes, Mataji. So from today's verse, what I can understand is, we see, like we say the term like Bhagavad, we say there's a book scripture Bhagavad, and we also say there's a devotee Bhagavad. So it means the devotee is fully absorbed in the Bhagavadam. So it's like he's carrying the Bhagavadam with him while he's walking. So the same way here, they're talking about Bhagavan, and the concept of Bhagavan is there. Narada Rishi, he's so immersed in Krishna. He's thinking about Krishna, talking about Krishna, and preaching about Krishna. So he's carrying Bhagavan inside. And it doesn't mean now Narada Rishi is Bhagavan. He is not changed into Bhagavan, but he is carrying Bhagavan inside him. So sometimes we used to say that, or we used to listen, Prabhuji is telling that, like, we should be the chariot of Jagannath. Our body is like a chariot. We carry Jagannath inside us. So we walk and we do our things like we are a chariot. Our role is like a chariot. So here Narada Rishi is same like that. He is carrying Krishna inside him. So in another term, I also think that because Krishna is inside him, he's always talking about Krishna, thinking about Krishna, and preaching about Krishna, because no other thing he can do. You're totally possessed by it. Like, so that makes Narada Rishi so beautiful that we is sometimes addressed as Bhagavan. And in the last line, it has also been said that nobody others can tell that they are a Bhagavan, because either you should have the qualities of Bhagavan, which nobody can have, only Krishna can have, or you should carry Bhagavan inside you. If you're not fitting into this two scale, then you cannot say that I'm Bhagavan or he is Bhagavan. So this is a caution also Prabhupada is giving us, how much careful we have to be when we are going to give the term Bhagavan to somebody. And the importance of spiritual master. The spiritual master, whoever is carrying Bhagavan inside them, are to be seen and respected and worshipped like Bhagavan. So it's a very nice verse, Mataji. So thank you so much for the opportunity. Jai Sachinandana, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much for comparing of book Bhagavata and also the person Bhagavan. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. So one point I want to share again. Like Mataji said, that it clearly shows in this purport that who is like Bhagwan has the six opulences, and who is possessing Bhagwan has isn't he has the all opulences. Means, like, you know, the gopis, they were like a possessor of Krishna. When they go to Mathura and to sell the butter they have, and they, instead of saying take butter, take yogurt, we have yogurt, and take milk, instead of that they were saying take Govinda, take Gopala, get Mukunda, like that. Like that, they forgot about that they have milk and yogurt and butter they are carrying. They were thinking they are carrying Krishna. So like that, and how they can, why they can sell? You know, the thing you can sell, only thing you can sell which you belong. You know, your belongings only you can sell. Otherwise, you cannot sell anybody else's belonging and taking money out of that. No, they were, how they can sell? They can sell Krishna because Krishna belongs to them. So like that, it's says like Narada Muni, he was possessing Krishna. That's why he was also called Bhagavan. So who possesses, he automatically all the opulences and everything, they come to them. That's what it shows in this verse. Like, that's why Narad Muni is also called Bhagavan. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji, for adding that point. Thank you so much. Who would like to go next, Mataji's and Prabhuji's? Sufa Sakari Mataji joined the call. I see her. Mataji, would you like to speak?
Komodaki Mataji is also there.
Yeah, Mataji, I called her name two times. Maybe she's
No.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Yeah, Lalitangi Mataji, go ahead.
Go Mataji.
And pranams, all glory to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. You are able to hear?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay. Yeah, we have some problem with the internet connection, so I just joined through phone, Mataji. So I'm seeing that everybody is discussing 4.31.8. Is that so, Mataji?
Correct, Mataji.
Okay, so thank you all so much. It was very nice hearing your relay sessions. So just wanted to add on in the purport how Srila Prabhupada says that why Bhagavan, the word is used for Narada Muni. And since Narada Muni is always thinking of Krishna, talking of Krishna and preaching about Krishna, and he has become one with the Lord in his purpose or in the will or desire, and that's why he is called Bhagavan. But Bhagavan actually means one who possesses all opulences. And also he gives the thing that since Narada Muni possesses Bhagavan, who possesses all opulences, so then it is justified that he is called Bhagavan. So this is very nice that we can see that this concept of, you know, coming into the control of his devotee is a very, very special quality of Krishna. And he expressed this reciprocation with so many devotees, and especially with Mother Yashoda, we can see that how no one can tie the Lord, but out of the ropes of love, she could tie the Lord. So that's a point that Srila Prabhupada is bringing out. Also, he says that when a person, I mean, we can see that this is the God industry keeps on going. There is no end to it, to the number of gods they pop up, and the number of people who are searching after God, accepting anyone and everyone who can show something that that is inconceivable to them. So whether they are educated, whether they are not, it doesn't matter. But this is going on, cheaters and cheated. The other day, my friend visited me when I was moving from Charlotte, and she had a first grade going daughter. And she was very proudly telling me that one day the daughter came to her and said that, you know what I prayed to God today? That I prayed that I want to become God. So she was telling that, I mean, I don't know how she's getting such thoughts. And that girl was super inquisitive. She was asking me so many questions, coming inside and how seeing the deities. And so I was thinking how this concept of I want to become God is so strong in everyone's heart. That is, what is so special about God? Like Bhaktivinoda Maharaj explained that this concept of envy is there in the heart, and that's why we have to be very careful in associating with great devotees, because when we are closely in proximity to them, then slowly, because we have this thing in the heart, it comes out that what is special about him, and then that familiarity breeds contempt, and we tend to do offenses. So this thing that I want to become the best of everything is so much there, and it carries us from life after life after life. And I was so surprised that when that girl expressed that. Of course, everybody is having that in the mind, but you know, this girl expressed that, you know, the best thing that I can become is God. So Srila Prabhupada explains, if not for his books and knowledge, it would be a total chaos. And he explained that if a person is called God, either he has to either he must possess all opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or he should possess God who possesses all opulences. So this Prabhupada calls that because there is ignorance of the concepts, and these are not taught to people, in the beginning only. There is no Gurukula system. There is a big void in the department of spiritual knowledge, but the thirst is there in everyone's heart. How much ever materially anybody is accomplished, but we can see that the thirst for God is there in the heart in various degrees, and that is expressed by looking out for someone that is extraordinary, someone that they can solve their problems, because nobody could find out the source of their problems. So this knowledge is very important, that it needs to be everybody. That's why Srila Prabhupada kept on asking this: where is the department for educating about soul or spiritual knowledge? Because we are essentially souls, but then that is not, that department of knowledge is lacking. So whatever you study apart from that is a waste of time. So knowledge, a person who is wise, is that in Sanskrit is called as Kovida. Yesterday also I was looking at one shloka in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where it says that a person who is not a wise person, who will not surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord, because by remembering the lotus feet of the Lord, all obstacles can be vanquished. So I was thinking how the whole world is chanting COVID now, which is in Sanskrit means Kovida, or becoming wise. So this pandemic could trigger people's intelligence to question why this is happening, and how a small, you know, insignificant virus is so powerful to cause so much havoc in the human society. At least till now, we were all thinking that, you know, we are invincible, we are technologically advanced, and we are medically advanced. And whenever you know, I used to read Prabhupada's books also, he mentions that often times the people are plagued with war, famine, pestilence, pandemics. So in the recent history, we don't have experience of pandemics. So, you know, so the medical thing is so advanced that, you know, 1920 there was some plague, and 1820 there was some plague. So that's what we were thinking till now, but that is smashed to pieces, because you never know why it is coming, from where it is coming, and people are researching. So a small, I mean, whether it's a living entity or not is still debatable. That is the position of the virus. It's just a chemical compound, they say. So that can cause so much havoc. Then who is in control? Whether we are really knowledgeable, what is knowledge, and why this is happening? So hopefully this would open up the eyes of the world to see the real knowledge, which is the spiritual knowledge. And slowly we can all come out of this darkness of ignorance, thinking that we have conquered the world, and really take to the spiritual path for which the human body is designed.
Hare Krishna, I cannot hear Mataji.
Yeah. Are you able to hear Mataji?
Yes, Mataji.
Mataji.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to add that aspect of what Srila Prabhupada says about Bhagavan and who's the real Bhagavan and the knowledge of that, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. I don't know if this analogy was already discussed, but it just came to my mind regarding this verse. Sorry, I joined a little late, so I was reading up the purport. And there's one analogy which Srila Prabhupada gives elsewhere, that when a rich person travels in a very opulent car, like a big car, like maybe, you know, a Ferrari or Mercedes, for example, we can take, and then he has a chauffeur who is actually driving him around, so that chauffeur, the driver, he also enjoys the same opulence as the rich person. So he's also driving around in that big car, you know, like, so he also, you know, in one way, because he's serving his master and he's so closely associating with him, he also, you know, is getting or enjoying all those opulences because he's in constant association with the master. This analogy is quoted by Srila Prabhupada elsewhere. I don't recall where, but this is what came to my mind, Mataji. I just wanted to share. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Sukhsagari Mataji, for sharing that. Thank you so much. Who wants to go next, Mataji's? And Prabhuji's?
Dinabandhu Prabhu and Lalita Mataji, would you like to speak something? Can you give your suggestions or...
Hare Krishna, can you hear me?
Yes.
We send my base and sister of ours to Srila Prabhupada and all the assembly devotees. Yes, I would like to say that Narada Muni is so magnanimous and is so dear to the Lord because he's always preaching. And yesterday when His Holiness Bhakti Vinod Swami Maharaj said that we need association of devotees at every stage, and even when they're self-realized and pure devotees, they will always be in association with great souls. And I kind of wanted to say that associating with this Bhakti Sangha group, Japa group, has brought to all of our lives the association of those who are following in the footsteps of Narada Muni and Srila Prabhupada's direction and guidance and instructions in all of his books. And every single one brings a different flavor and it helps us to comprehend on a minimal level that if we reach back home, back to Godhead, that each and every devotee of Krishna is so unique and so pure. And so, you know, when we are listening to Chandramali Maharaj every Friday, things just sort of go directly into my heart. I remember one day when he said, try chanting more. And recently he said that the more you chant, the purer the chanting will become. You'll become more free from offenses. And when I listened to Amarendra Prabhu, I remember being at work once trying to cut out patterns and for my deities after hours. And I heard him for the first time talking about Ekadasi. And when I came home to my husband, I said, he's associating through that sound. That just changed my life, associating with these devotees who have such deep realization from the very beginning of their life. And then when I listened to Lalitangi Mataji, how often she's asked to just fill in when the scenario like today happens. And I told her that when she said how we're running just like dogs. We're trying to get everything done. This realization that this place is suffering, it kind of is the illusion of thinking it's okay here. It's sort of this, we're blind to the fact that we can't be present long enough because we're so pushed by the material energy. And the nature of the mind is to want to engage in hearing and chant and enjoyment. In fact, sometimes on Sankirtan, I would show the verse of the Shikshastika, where it says where we're always wanting, you know, this pleasure. But it can only come from a transcendental place because we're spirit souls and we can't be satisfied by this world. It's through the association of these great souls. And Chaitanya Lila, Hari Parshad, Sanatan Dharma, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, Rupa Vilas Prabhu, Preeti Vilasini. I remember I didn't know her. I just happened to go onto the Facebook or just to try YouTube to try to find some lectures, and I found her. And I just was listening. This is months ago. And then during her talk, the caller was a Guru Maharaj, and he started to comment and continued, and it was amazing. So every time I said, "Oh," I said, "that the gurus listen to her." I would tell my husband, they call up and they listen to her lectures. So then that the culmination of what I'd like to say is that I feel indebted to Shama Gauri Mataji because she makes these arrangements for me and all of us to have such extraordinary association. And I just feel like she's no ordinary soul. And we're all so... so blessed to have this association. And when I joined Krishna Consciousness in 1974, there was no Indian devotees from India, and maybe one, two. And I'm feeling like when I'm hearing all these devotees talking with such effect on my heart, it makes me feel how Srila Prabhupada is so pleased. And this movement can't end. Lord Chaitanya's prediction is undeniably already manifesting before our eyes. And someone put on the, I think it was on the Bhakti Japa notes or what, you know, the interactions about this little boy, King, it said King Yun Chen. It was on Facebook. And then it said in Perth. And it said, His Grace Raj Mohan Prabhu. It was this little boy giving Srimad Bhagavatam class. And that's, I listened to it, my husband and I just listened to it. And you can't help but deliberate how this process works, that the soul takes up where you leave off. And that soul was in consciousness of Krishna, may have some material desire remaining, but Krishna allowed him at such a young age to present Krishna consciousness and interact at such a level that is not normal for that age group. And again, to show us that there is no loss or diminution in Krishna consciousness. You are have this spiritual bank account that you're constantly putting more into by associating with such great souls. And so I just wanted to offer my humble obeisances to all of you, and my great thanks to Mother Shama Gauri for changing my life and my husband's life by her efforts over a decade. So please thank you for that. We appreciate so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mother Lalita. Thank you so much for your blessings, you know. You are such a great soul, and you are a disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And, you know, you come every day and inspire us for, you know, being in Krishna consciousness more and more. Thank you so much for your association every day. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji, go ahead.
This is Paramdev Ki Dasi. Mataji, I have a request for Shyama Gauri Mataji.
Yes, Mataji.
By mistake, I have exited from this group by mistake. Okay. I would request her to kindly add my name.
Yes, yes, I will.
I can't afford to leave this group. It was just an error.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for arranging such wonderful speakers.
Thank you, Mataji. All your blessings.
I always wonder, Shyama Gauri Mataji, kahan se dhoond ke lati hai itne excellent speakers. Thank you so much on behalf of all of us.
Yeah, thank you, Mataji.
And can I get your personal number, Mataji?
Yeah, yes, Mataji. My phone number is 704-654-8150.
8150. I'll repeat. 704-654-8150.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you. I may bother you sometime.
No problem, Mataji. Anytime.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Shyama Gauri Mataji. Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam Mataji, Kamodagi Mataji. Go ahead.
So I have just one point that what Prabhupada has mentioned. That like when Prabhupada was riding in like a Cadillac and Rolls Royce and different cars, like that expensive ones. So one time the reporter say, how is it that you're a priest and then you're riding in this big cars? So then Prabhupada say, see, I am not the big person, but Krishna, he's big. He owns everything. All whatever we see, he owns all this opulence. And I'm being his representative. So I should also enjoy, because he gives me this for enjoying. It's not for my own, on my merit, I'm not enjoying. It's on Krishna's merit. So Krishna has, he also gives an example about in the British time, that when the British prime minister or king or queen, whatever, they cannot just go to everywhere, wherever it needs to be. Or, so then they send some viceroy, some person, their representative. But they are respected as such that they are, it's like a queen or king or whatever the in authority they are. So the same way, I'm representing God, Krishna. So that's why they are giving me all these appearances. So it's a representative, it's the same, it represents Krishna. So that's why they are, so the same with Narad Muni, he is a representative of Krishna. So he also called Bhagavan, because when he owns, like a devotee owns Krishna, the pure, like Radharani, then they also, she says, my Krishna. So then whenever the pure devotee on a lord devotee, and they are always nicely serving. So they are also showing others by their own personal example how to do this, serve the Lord, not to be God, like that. So even though they are representatives, so that's why they are called Bhagavan, and he's caring. So if there is a needed to be opulence to be shown, then Krishna on behalf of them will show the opulence also. So it became a representative. Thank you. It's very, very nice conversation. I heard very nice realizations of everyone has. Thank you, Shyama Gauri Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Komatiki Mataji. Very, very beautiful, beautiful realizations. And thank you for speaking. We were calling you Mataji. Hare Krishna. Is there anybody who would like, Vrajabhakti Mataji, would you like to go ahead? It's 4 Canto, 31st chapter, 8th verse, Mataji. Vrajabhakti Mataji, are you there? Okay. I got a message from her. She wants to speak. Is there anybody who would like to go ahead?
Vrinda Gopika Mataji. Vrinda Mataji, Vivek Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam. I would like to, I'm glad that I'm in this group. So I get to learn from each other. So I'm nothing compared to everyone. I'm at the starting process. So still I'm learning from your realization, Matajis and Prabhujis. So I thank each and everyone for influencing me, and it's really helping me in elevating my consciousness. And I would like to learn from each and every one. So Mataji, I would also I've missed Amarendra Das Prabhuji's lecture. So if anybody has the recording, they could post it in the small favor.
Yeah, yes, Prabhuji.
We'll
send it in the group.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Vivek Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Yes,
that MP3 is a more larger file, so we cannot share it on the WhatsApp groups. Whenever the MP3 is not found on the WhatsApp group, it's mean that, that is longer. That's why we are not posting. And we will be posting always YouTube links and the Facebook live link. Please go and there you can find all the lectures. Usually if it is less MB, I always post it after the class. If it is more MB, it won't allow me to post. So I have YouTube link. I can share it to you personally. And it is also was posted in the groups, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Yes. Hare Krishna. A small realization on the today's topic. Whatever we day-to-day experience, whatever we take in, that's all it gets stored. If we store garbage and garbage in, garbage out. So that's the same way. If we think always about Krishna, we are ultimately elevating our spiritual platform to the level. So we are always thinking about Krishna, whatever work we are doing, we are keeping Krishna at center. And in this way, Krishna takes care of their devotees. So he's in their hearts and he's owned by the devotee. So a small realization. I started feeling that presence of Krishna in everything I am doing. So I would like to reflect how he thinks are very good. With the presence of Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much. Thank you for your realization. Yes. Is there anybody who would like to go ahead before we end the call? Vrajabhakti Mataji, would you like to speak?
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Yes, Mataji, go ahead and speak, Mataji.
Sorry, I joined late, so I thought it's Malati Prabhu speaking, so I joined late, so I couldn't realize what's going on a little bit. So I just spoke to Vinay Mataji, she told. So my thing is, Mataji, I'm very, very thankful to Bhakti Sangha Japa Group, especially with all the, you know, to all the organizers. So my thing is, you know, Krishna, he brings devotees time to time in our lives, and we don't realize the importance of the devotees when they are in life. And especially these days with this COVID, I'm sorry if it is not related to this, but I'm just sharing my heart. We lost many devotees, and after they leave, then I realized, you know, like especially Krishnanandini Mataji, she came to Columbus many times here, you know, but every time she came, we treated her as one of Prabhupada's disciples. So she gives class and she leaves. But I never took the opportunity to associate with her as much as I would have, you know. So I got the realization that I need to treat every single devotee in my life as if they are here for me, for my purification, to teach me something. So through Padmasakhi Mataji, I came to know about this Bhakti Sangha. Before that, I didn't know about this Bhakti Sangha Japa group. So after joined Bhakti Sangha, and I'm seeing all of you wonderful organizers preaching, teaching restlessly. It's like every single time morning, I was speaking to Vinaya Mataji one day. I'm like, when you guys get time to do anything, morning, 6 o'clock, 4 o'clock, according to your time. I live in EST time. So morning, 4 o'clock, you start japa, and then japa, after right after japa, there is a Bhagavatam class, and then there is probably 1 or 2 hours break. Then there is chanting in between again. Again, 11 o'clock, another class is there, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Preeti Vilasini Mataji, restlessly, so many days, every day, you know, non-stop, without any interruption. She gave many classes on Chaitanya Charitamrita. I don't know any one of you personally, but I'm seeing everyone. Even if I cannot attend in person the classes sometimes because, you know, kids, schools and busy life. But I am trying to record, listening to the recordings time to time. So it's wonderful. And recently, you know, not recently, after last year, last summer, my son also started joining Parikshit. So he also liking the classes so much he is learning. So it's not something accidental to have the association of devotees in life. It is a mercy, it's a gift given by God to us, you know, it's a gift given by Krishna. Chaitanya Charan Prabhu one time said, how we are today is a gift given by Krishna to us, but what we are going to become tomorrow is the gift that we give it to Krishna. And Bhakti Sangha is, it's like, it's like, you know, like a clay, when you take the clay, how we model the pot, different shapes and things. Bhakti Sangha Japa Group is actually, I don't know how to say the word, is actually, you know, trying to mold everybody to think about Krishna, to surrender to Krishna. There is every single thing, every single festival, there is a reminder. Every single thing, there is, you know, there is something that you can think of Krishna. So I really wanted to thank all the organizers, and I'm really very grateful for all of your presence in my life. And I can't thank you enough. Even though I don't know any most of you in person, but I do know you by faces looking at Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. So I'm very, very, very grateful to all of you, Matajis, for creating this group. And I'm also, as a mother, I'm very grateful for creating Kids Japa Group also and giving opportunities to our children to grow in Krishna consciousness. You know, because all our desire is one. That is the beauty of Sangha Our only desire is to please Krishna. Our only desire is to be unite and serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. And you are facilitating that very wonderfully. I'm very, very grateful to all of you. If I can do any service to you in future, if I can be of any help to any one of you, please let me know. And I will be very glad to help you. And I will be very glad to be part of your service in any way, even if in the background. I don't need to be in the front. I don't like to be in the front also. So if anyway, if I can serve any one of you, please let me know. And I'm very, very grateful, Mataji. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. And Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much. Thank you for speaking from your heart. Thank you. It encourages all the organizers to work more. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Okay, is there anybody who'd like to go and speak something they would like to speak? Okay, if there are no more realizations. Hindu Mataji? Okay, go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. I'm so grateful to hear from all of you. It has just been a wonderful association, and it was wonderful to hear all of your realizations, very profound with so many examples. So it was a wonderful session today. I just wanted to say one thing, that it is very, the fourth canto, we have come a long way. When I first joined Bhakti Sangha, it was, we were at the beginning of fourth canto talking about Dhruva Maharaj. And here we are in the 31st chapter, almost completing the fourth canto. And what we can see repeatedly is that a good devotee of the Lord, he continues to receive that association, you know, one time after another, after another. We saw in Dhruva Maharaj's life, he got the association of Narada Muni. And then from there, we went on to King Prithu Maharaj. And how Prithu Maharaj, he got, of course, he got to see the Lord. Lord Vishnu himself appeared before him. And because of that association, he also received the good fortune of getting, receiving advices and getting the association of the four Kumaras. Once again, great devotees of the Lord. And then from there, we see how Prachina Barhi was also, you know, he was pulled by Narada Muni to come out of this Karmakanda process and to open his eyes to devotional service. And he ultimately, how he also renounces this world and he goes in search of the Lord. And how his children, the Prachetas, they also first received the association of Lord Shiva. And from there, after meditating for so long, they get the association of the Lord Vishnu himself. And then now, they also, after many years, they are again receiving the association of Narada Muni, who is here referred to as Bhagwan Narada. So it is just so important. Like, what I'm seeing is that continuously that association of devotees is being stressed so much in the fourth canto. And that is what we are getting every day here through Bhakti Sangha. So once again, just like how everyone else was expressing their gratitude to Bhakti Sangha, I would also like to express my gratefulness to this organization that has helped me so much through my spiritual journey and is actually the backbone of my entire Krishna consciousness path. So thank you so much to all of you, Shama Gauri Mataji, Vinita Mataji, Preeti Vilasni Mataji, Kaumodaki Mataji, Lalitangi Mataji, Sukhasagari Mataji. There are so many Sita Priti Mataji, Kirtita Sundari Mataji. So many of you are such an integral part of this organization and make this happen every day for us. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Indu Mataji, including you. Thank you so much for always serving continuously every day. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Yes, Mataji, we are all very, very grateful to everybody in the group who are joining, who are doing services, everybody, speakers, everybody, Mataji. We are grateful to everyone because if nobody joins, then no enthusiasm. Even they are joining every day and chanting also, it's really great, Mataji, because by hearing their name and hearing their voice on chanting call, it makes me so happy. Oh, okay, Mataji, this Mataji joined. Okay, this Prabhu joined and he's chanting now. Let me also chant. It gives very, very much inspiration for me, Mataji. It's so nice, including chanting calls in the morning, get up and starting the call at 4 o'clock. My time, I joined little late, but EST people always join very early. Let's say Radharani Mataji always join almost 30 minutes or 40 minutes early to me because she lives in EST timing. The call starts very, very early. According to CST, it will start maybe 3:30, 3:40 only the call will start. But I post the message at 4 o'clock CST. Before that only the call is already there. If anybody want to join even early, they can always join. So call is always open. Yeah, thank you, Mataji. Very, very nice. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you to everyone. Is there anybody who would like to speak?
Yeah.
Okay. If there are no one, we can end the call here. I would like to offer my obeisances to all of you. Vancha kalpa tarubhyasya kripa sindhu evacha pritanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah ananta koti vaishnavindiki jai shri prabhupad ki jai bhakti sangha devotees ki jai bhakti sangha ki jai hari bol
thank you hari krishna
thank you mataji hari krishna
thank you for your association thank you
thank you mataji